Rusty Quill presents.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to Hainai by Monsi Dapul. Episode 4, Multo.
Don't get the bugs, though. Maybe that's Mari's deal. After everything she's seen, and it's what? Bugs that get her? Fair enough, I guess. Hey, partner. I'm not getting any signal, like you said. But you said you wanted more evidence, so here it is. Video evidence and everything. Recognize that piece of garbage in the corner? Bet you do. Wonder what you'd have seen if you were here. Wish you were, so my back wouldn't feel so damned exposed. Got separated from Mari. Can't find the door she went through. I'll find her, though. Promise I keep her safe, so... Yeah, I'll keep this running in case anything happens. Well, see you soon, huh?
Hey guys, Evelyn White here. It's night number 5 of the hunt. For those of you just joining the live stream, we're hunting U of T's newly minted Whistling Ghost. You probably know that the campus has its own more well-known ghost stories, such as our favorite axe-wielding stonemason Reznikov, or the falling ghost from Soldier's Tower. But this particular ghoul seems to have sprung entirely overnight, someone claiming they heard strange whistling while crossing the quad after a late night of drinking. Now, there could very well be a totally mundane explanation, but in the last week, other students have mentioned hearing whistling around Hart House and in the hallowed halls of Wycliffe College. That's why we're here now, looking out for signs of this supernatural figure and trying to figure out why it's decided to show itself now. Last four nights haven't yielded any results, but I've got a good feeling about this one. We're a few days off from a new moon. If that doesn't draw out the spooks, I don't know what... Wait. It's over there! There's no one, but I heard something. Oh my god! Oh my god! You heard that too, right? It was right here! But, oh my god! I hope the camera caught that! He's real! The whistling ghost is real! And I have proof!
Well, that's not good.
Hey guys, Evelyn Y here. It's night number 6 of the hunt, and for those of you who missed it yesterday, we caught a bit of the creepy whistling on camera from what seemed to be an invisible entity. Here's hoping we observe a similar supernatural event tonight. I've got 2 recordings running. Gonna make sure to cover all angles, like a professional. And I really appreciate all 2 of you for catching this as this goes live. So I hope you're ready to hunt some specters. Creepy, huh? Those are the twin faces of Diablos and Reznikov. For those of you who don't know the tale, story goes that they were both stonemasons when this place was being built, both in love with the same woman. When the frightening-faced Reznikov found out she was running away with the handsomer Diablos, he went after him with an axe. There's a scar in one of the wooden doors that's said to bear the mark of that axe. But in the end, Diablos outsmarted him, killed him with a dagger, then threw his body down to the stairwell, ran away with his lady, and left Reznikov's body to rot, until someone dug it up around the time of the fire in 1890. It's said that burying his remains put him to rest. Some people still claim to hear him around, particularly late nights. Do you think we might see him tonight? Did you hear that? I don't think anyone's supposed to be here right now. I think we've got something. Come on, let's... What the... What the heck? That was an axe. There's a guy with an axe. What the heck? There's no way. There's just no way. That must have been... No. It couldn't be. Someone might just be playing a prank. Cosplaying Reznikov. Carrying an axe around campus in the dead of night? There he is. I think he's... Wait. That's coming from above. Let's put it to a vote. Should I follow this weird Reznikov cosplayer? Reznikov's player? Or, should I go find the source of the whistling? And nobody's watching. Of course. Well, go after the whistling or the guy with an axe. No brainer, Evelyn. It's just... Holy shit. This is crazy. There's an axe-wielding maniac on school grounds. I gotta call security. No. 911. Wait. Wait. Damn it. No signal. Are you kidding me? I'm literally outside a building in the middle of the city. How could there not be signal? Anyone sees this, please. Send help. There's someone crazy on this campus. I don't know what to do. I've got to try making a break for New College. There's got to be someone on duty or something. If I die here. Tell my mom she was right. This is stupid. I'm a crazy I ever tried it. But also, I was right, because this stuff's real. So, there you go.
Donner?
Mari?
I'm suddenly very concerned.
How's tomorrow night looking for you?
Well, now I'm assuming it's going to be very busy. Don't tell me it's another creepy haunted house.
Better. Creepy haunted school.
Oh, fun. Miss those.
Of course you do.
Hey, guys. Evelyn Y here. It's been a few days since my last stream. If anyone was able to watch it, since... when I played it back, it was kind of foobar. Everything except a bit of the audio from the second recording. I saw a few comments asking what happened, so I'll let you all know. I got to the front desk, where some guards were on duty in New College. I told them what I saw, and they went looking for the crazy axe guy. I didn't find anything, but I was lucky that they thought I was terrified enough not to think I was trolling or something. Some people asked if I really believe in this stuff, since I mentioned the crazy guy could be some weird cosplayer before he started chasing me down like a maniac. And, yeah, I do. I'm not an idiot, so... I want to knock out some of the more logical answers first. But I do believe that I heard something the other night that came from nobody I could see. And I do believe a crazy guy with an axe was on the grounds, and the guards couldn't find them. And... I believe enough to go looking again. I know I sound like a lunatic for doing it. After what happened to me the first time. But, I mean, I'm pretty good at running, as you might have guessed by now. And tonight's the new moon. If anything supernatural is going to happen, it'll happen tonight. And no way am I going to miss it after everything I've seen already. So I'm signing off now, and I'll be bringing you all back tonight. I'll hopefully have something to show for tonight's adventure before the guards figure out I lied about seeing the crazy axe guy on my way back to my dorm. Evelyn out.
Okay, what the heck? I just saw someone fall from Soldier's Tower. I really hope he doesn't see things, because if someone actually just fell. No one here. I really thought someone fell. Oh my! Oh. No way. No. How could there be? There'd be nothing here. I saw him. No, this is crazy. Oh my. No. No, this is crazy. I need to go back. Heart House? It's 3 a.m. and the bells are ringing at Heart House. And of course, the doors are open.
Signals.
And that means?
Something used to be here that isn't anymore. Surface level good feelings, but nothing I can find.
I have no idea what you mean, but I appreciate trying to dumb it down for us muggles.
After what Donner told me, I was trying to figure out exactly what could have triggered the recent supernatural events. Clearly, this entire school is old enough to hold the kind of old memory that makes it easier for things to manifest, but if this is a new development, then something must have changed.
Could be a student brought something they weren't supposed to.
I don't think that's it. If that was the case, I'd only be feeling for, let's say, bad vibes, like we felt with Laura's buttons. But good ones, like with the necklace, I'm feeling them here. Or, at least, it feels like it used to be here. It's gone now.
So you think there was something like Laura's necklace keeping it at bay?
That's my theory. There's so much we don't understand about these things. These, I don't even know what to call them. Artifacts, maybe? The only thing I can really get a handle on is how they make me feel, and that's hard enough to articulate. And without knowing what was here, I can hardly tell what's missing, right?
The portraits.
Hey, who's there?
Whoa. Hey, chill, is that a gun?
Donner.
Got it. The safety's still on.
Not that irresponsible.
Okay, first a guy with an axe, and now a guy with a gun? What the heck is going on here?
Congratulations, Donner. You're getting lumped in with an axe murderer. Hey, kid, what are you doing here at 3:10 in the morning?
I could ask you the same thing.
Wait a minute. You're that kid. That Evelyn Y. With the audio streams.
There was video too, but
It just didn't record.
Yeah. That's starting to sound like a pattern.
What?
Hey, Evelyn, right?
Yes. And you are?
You can call me Mary. What do you know about this place?
I've been here a few times, and I know enough about the history. Why do you ask?
You mentioned portraits?
Yeah. There's a lot of proud U of T history that they preserve up in the Great Hall. I noticed a couple of the old white men on the walls were taken away a couple of days ago. Kind of creepy, but it might have just been for restoration or something. Does that help at all? You seem like you know what's happening, and I saw some weird stuff going on. Were you guys playing the carrion bells?
Does that answer your question?
I think the theory's starting to hold water. Come on, it's this way.
Hey, wait! The stairs up to the carrion's this way.
Mari?
I can feel the wrongness coming from this direction. It's definitely where we need to go. Whatever's up there might just be another one of its manifestations, like the body falling from the tower.
You saw that?
Or the crazy axe murderer that vanished. Got it.
Wait a minute. You're not even gonna check? What if it's important? What if it's like...
Kid, I know we're asking you to take a lot on faith right now, but Mari knows what she's doing, okay? She's dealt with things like this before.
You have?
Careful, Donner. You're making me sound like an expert.
You survived, didn't you? Come on, let's not waste any more time. I don't know if we get another shot at this.
What about the kid?
Hey, stop calling me kid. I'm 18.
Don't know. What's safer?
Whatever isn't making me feel closer and closer to vomiting.
Right. Kid. Evelyn? Stay put.
But what?
If we're not back in, let's say, an hour, go get help. Hey,
this is crazy. You know this is crazy, right?
We know, which is why you shouldn't be here. That whistling you heard.
Hmm?
How'd it sound like?
Oh, I don't know. There was a tune, but I don't remember it. I might have a recording, though.
Oh, where have you been, Billy Boy, Billy Boy? Oh, where have you been?
Yes,
Billy.
That's it. How did you know? You've heard it before, haven't you?
Donner, you coming?
If you hear it again, give me a call. It's important.
It's all real, isn't it?
Be careful, Evelyn Y.
You're not gonna do something about this ringing. Though, maybe I should have gone with the guys who are armed. Well, what's scarier? Possibility of a murderous ghost who knows how to play the carrion? Or this tiny, dangerously built metal stairwell? Vote now, if anyone's actually still watching.
No.
So, how did the school feel about one of their priceless pieces of history getting cracked open with a bullet?
Apparently, it's how they figured out the thing was fake. So, surprisingly grateful.
You're kidding.
Do I seem like the type?
Mm.
That was a joke.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Explain to me again your theory.
Well, going by what we already know, some of these artifacts, I guess, make me feel like emptying my stomach onto the floor. But with Laura's necklace, we know the opposite can exist too. Bad and good, if you want to simplify it. Positive and negative. And from what we know, the good can stop the bad from doing harm. But if the two artifacts, positive and negative, are stored in the same place, what if they negate each other? And when the good one's taken away, leaving only the bad...
It's free to cause a ghostly rampage in an old college campus? So, what? The weird bust from the 19th century unleashed U of T's most famous ghosts? I'm just kinda surprised we didn't see more.
Manifestations aren't always going to be the dead coming back to life. Sometimes a story gets repeated so much that any hint of power from the other side might bring one's imagination to life. Even if the axe-wielding Reznikov never existed, they named a cafe after him. His story will never die, and neither will he.
That's not exactly a comforting thought. We didn't even figure out if the good artifact was really one of the paintings.
Yeah, but considering the manifestations only appeared when the paintings got transferred, it's the only lead we got. I did what I could to purify the space, and from what I could sense, it's about as safe as it's always been. Even if we'll hear more ghost stories in the future, it's unlikely we'll have an axe-wielding madman or a body continuously falling from the bell tower to contend with. At least ghostly ones.
You okay?
I'm fine. I'm just tired. Hey, what about that whistling ghost the kid was talking about? Dig anything up on that?
I'm working on it. Now go on. Rest. Let's talk in... Well, it's morning now. Let's talk when you're awake.
Take your own advice, Detective.
All right.
Sweet dreams, Donner. Huh? Hello?
Hi.
Kid. I mean, Evelyn, right?
Yeah. And you're Mari.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get this number? Wait, no. Let me guess.
I think Detective Donner got tired of answering my questions. Is he always that grumpy?
I'll be honest, I can never tell. I just think that's his face. And his voice. So...
Thank you.
For what?
You saved me, I think. Maybe? I thought I heard you, and then Detective Donner found me and said, but yeah, I figured you did something to make it all go away. I just don't get it. Did you have, like, a magical artifact? A spell? A ritual? Did you exorcise the ghost or do a cleansing of some kind, or am I getting this all wrong?
Oof.
Sorry. I can get carried away. Plus, I've never been that close to dying before. I'm kind of hopped up on adrenaline.
No, it's fine. I just can't really explain exactly what I do myself. What I do or what I know how to do. It's like... defining scientific terms in another language. The science doesn't necessarily change, but there's no words for what I know or the methods I use.
Do you think it's safe?
Whatever it was that threatened you, Evelyn, I promise you it's gone. Not a trace of it left. I made sure of that, at least.
But what about the whistling? The one in the tower? The one Reznikov was after?
The what?
There was someone up there, in the tower. Reznikov was looking for him, and trying to kill him. kept saying something, Billy Boy or whatever. The detective mentioned it before with that song. I thought you guys knew. I thought it was weird. Figured Reznikov would have been looking for Diablos or something, unless the legends got that wrong.
If the legends had anything to do with it at all. But then that would mean...
I can look more into it if it helps.
No, you've helped enough, Evelyn. Thank you. I mean it. And stay safe. You don't need to put yourself in any more danger.
And you do?
Evelyn, please.
Okay.
Right. Call if you need anything. Hi, Nai.
You're listening to Hai Nai by Motsi Dapul.
Hey everyone, this is Reg Helly, co-creator and co-producer of Hai Nai. Hai Nai is a podcast produced by Motsi Dapul and me and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. Today's episode was written and directed by Motsi Dapul, who also plays the role of Mari de Tuin. The role of Evelyn was played by Natalie. The role of Donner was played by Leon Johnson, and the role of Murphy was played by Edward Boxler. To help support the production of Hai Nai, you can buy us a milk tea at Ko-fi or subscribe to our Ko-fi Gold at ko-fi.com/hainaipod. That's ko-fi.com/hainaipod. Or you can subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/hainaipod. We're also selling official Hai Nai merchandise at our Redbubble store, and you can check this out at redbubble.com/people/hainaipod. Full episodes will be released every other week on Saturday evenings, Philippine time, or Saturday mornings, Eastern Standard Time. To subscribe, you can visit our official blog at hainaipod.tumblr.com and check the links there for our Podbean or our YouTube channel. For more news and updates, you can follow us on our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at hainaipod. Once again, thanks for all your support and thanks for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter.
Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.